USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news this hour as we learn former President Jimmy Carter back in the hospital. He's taken from his home in Plains, Georgia, and admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The Carter Center saying he's having a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain stemming from his recent falls. Carter is 95 years old. In other news, President Trump making history, becoming the first sitting president to speak at the Veterans Day parade in New York City.
Just a few weeks ago, American Special Forces raided the ISIS compound and brought the world's number one terrorist leader to justice. Thanks to American warriors, al-Baghdadi is dead. His second in charge is dead. We have our eyes on number three. His reign of terror is over.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
In USA News for your health, more and more Americans heading to the doctor looking for help for neck pain and upper back pain. Medical experts believe one of the causes being hunched over your phone, nonstop texting, or working way too long on your iPad. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The repetitive strain injury is called tech neck that can turn you into a tech wreck. Dr. Elizabeth Thomas with Diamond Physicians of Dallas tells us the average head weighs between 10 to 11 pounds. So when you flex your head 30 degrees to look down at your screen, the strain on your neck is actually 40 pounds. At 60 degrees, it's actually 60 pounds.
What you're doing when you're flexing the head forward is you're actually putting more strain on the cervical spine. The more you flex your head, you're increasing the amount of force on the neck.
One solution may be using something to prop up your screen to eye level. I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
And New York Congressman Republican Pete King says he's not running again.
Longtime New York Republican Congressman Peter King announcing on Facebook early Monday morning that he won't be running again next year. He says after spending 28 years in Congress, he wants to spend more time with his family. The congressman, often a champion of national security issues, he says that he will miss the energy and dynamism of a re-election campaign. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FBI joins the investigation into the murder in Mexico of 9 members of that Mormon family, 3 women and 6 children gunned down. The teenage boy who survives talking about the unthinkable violence. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
A teen survivor of the Mexico drug cartel massacre says he thought he would also be killed. Devin Langford cried during an interview with ABC's Good Morning America as he recalled the horrific shooting that left 9 family members dead.
They just started hitting the car at first, like with a bunch of bullets. Just started shooting rapidly at us.
The 13-year-old boy was in the car with his mother and 2 siblings when gunmen opened fire. Langford shares what was going through his mind right after the shooting.
If there was anybody else out there trying to shoot me or following me or about my mom and my 2 brothers.
I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.